We're back on with Pete Sorrell from Fred's in Canton, talking Western UP reports now, and I appreciate you giving us some more time and the intel earlier on Lake Ogibek perch.
Well, Adam, you know, I enjoy that kind of fishing, and, you know, on Lake Ogibek, you have a chance of catching anything, smallmouth, bass, northern walleyes, and perch, and it's just a fun time of year with this nice weather. It's a good thing and a good opportunity to take the family fishing.
Well, you mentioned the other species. Did you have any other reports or any intel on those that you could pass along?
You know, there's some old friends of mine. They are tried and true that like to troll. They troll this time of year. They use crawler harnesses, and they long line them. Oh, my goodness. They'll go way behind the boat, and they'll go right down the middle of the lake, and they make big circles between the Onondaga County Park and Porcupine Point, and they have success. I know I've seen some of their takes, but it's a different kind of fishing. If you like trolling, that's fine and dandy, and you'll have some success with walleyes doing that. They're usually suspended this time of year and in different depths, so I know they enjoy it, and they do well.
How deep does Lake Ogibek get?
The deepest part is about 35 feet, but for the most part, it's in, you know, the 20 to the 30-foot range, especially down the middle and towards the south end.
All right, well, let's go to any other types of fishing you've been hearing about in the western UP.
Well, actually, I was talking to Fred at the shop, and he said there was some fly fishermen in. The rivers were going down, that's what they mentioned, and they found some fishable water after those rains we had. And I noticed the South Branch in Ewan was getting down. I have a sandbar I keep an eye on, and I can see it again. So the water is definitely going down, and they were looking for a little cool water before that hot stuff comes in again. So I don't know how they did, but I know that they were fishing at Agate, both above and below the falls.
Well, let's finish up with the berry crop. What are you seeing for blueberries or anything else?
Oh, lots of raspberries. Oh, my goodness. This rain we've had past few weeks has really helped the raspberries. They're looking good. I know out at our camp where they were logging in the past years, that is really going to be an awesome crop. I got people keeping an eye on it, so they want to come and pick berries. And the blueberries, this should be good, too. I know over by the Berga Plains, that's the hot spot around here. So if anybody's looking for blueberries, that's the place to go.
Pete Sorrell giving us the old Western UP report. I appreciate your time, Pete. Good luck fishing tight lines.
Oh, yeah. Remember, Adam, always take a kid fishing.
This is The Outdoor Show.